They go from strength to strength. Psalms 84, verse 7. Saints who submit to the Lordship of Christ while going through trials get stronger in faith, going from glory to glory and strength to strength. 2 Corinthians 3:18. On the other hand, if they don't submit to his Lordship, they return to the pleasures of the flesh. He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Galatians 6:8-9. If you're saved, you're closer to heaven now than ever before. Don't give in to your flesh and your old man. Repent and get back in the race. Remind yourself, it's just a little longer, and the end is near, as you look forward with joy to the victory celebration of Christ, who won his race for you. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2. How do we lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us? The Apostle Paul gives us his formula for success. I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if, by any means, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Philippians 3:8-11. See your race as Christ saw his race. Strip off all worldly weights and receive fresh supplies of grace. If you stay submitted to the Lordship of Christ in trials, you'll learn God's strength is made perfect in your weakness, and the power of Christ will rest upon you. 2 Corinthians 12:9.